Madam Director General, Mr. President, authorities, colleagues and friends, we acknowledge and support the Latvian presidency of the European Union contribution. On health, we all talk with one voice. But we are also here today to contribute a new vision for a renewed WHO. We in the international community have made several mistakes. For example, the largest Ebola outbreak ever hit when WHO had discontinued the Addis Ababa Center for Emergency and Disasters a few years ago, and when the Health Action and Crisis Cluster at the headquarters had been downsized and downgraded. Nevertheless, a strong WHO is the only option we have to support the development of resilient communities and health systems worldwide. There are no alternatives to WHO, and we all need to contribute to strengthen and improve it, making sure it does not act in isolation. A resilient WHO is an agency that learns from mistakes, is accountable and transparent in its decision-making process, driven by evidence and by a vision, and is capable to reshape and modernize its governance accordingly. This means working in a broad system perspective aimed at reducing the multiple risk of crisis while improving rapid coping and adaptive mechanisms at all levels. A resilient WHO needs a long-term support on key issues, enhancing its capacity to better manage the current and future challenges. This is obviously based on sufficient financial resources, but also mainly on skills, technical capacities, imagination. Italy has been providing the former and is ready to supply the latter with an open door that will never close should the pointed out prerequisites be met. We are not against additional funds in principle, though we think that the current financial schemes should be updated, if no longer usable, rather than shortcuts activated. In any case, a clear management structure must be in place to prevent any ambiguities. For instance, how are we going to meet the dual challenge of acute threats such as epidemics and chronic diseases based on long-standing risk factors and wrong behaviors in a systemic perspective without an outbreak of many other special funds? We support the fight against HIV/AIDS, TB, malaria. We know climate changes are an incoming major challenge that we rewrite medical books. We are dedicated to change nutrition patterns, thus decreasing the silent outbreak of diabetes and the impact on cancer at the same time, acting on common risk factors. Additionally, we recommend not to forget silent systemic threats, such as antimicrobial resistance, as well as silent individuals and communities affected by neglected and often invisible rare diseases, epilepsy, mental and neuropsychiatric diseases, including dementias. Not only health systems, but also societies may become unsustainable due to the burden of dementias. We must serve the unserved, give voice to the vulnerable, and protect the fragile individuals and groups in our societies. Ethics, but also basic economic considerations support this vision, where WHO should act as the key global facilitator and regulator. WHO needs also to strengthen its role as an authoritative advocate of health in all policies. As an example, the European Union agenda on migration has included the health dimension only after Italy, Greece, Cyprus, and Malta argued that sea patrolling in the Mediterranean is acceptable not at detriment of human life. WHO European Office supported us to include public health aspects of migration in the agenda, a good practice that we would like to disseminate. Italy cannot be suspected of egoism or of cynical attitude as we tried any effort to face the current Mediterranean emergency. Despite the economic crisis, we have rescued more than 250,000 migrants in the last 18 months. In that context, we are combating human trafficking, killings, slaughtery for organs trade, and the denial of any mercy and humanity. And we have been doing this almost alone. But I trust WHO will fight with us now onwards, and will lead us better than ever. Thank you very much.